Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. This is John Bushnell, and we are trying a new system here, so I'm not sure how that's going to sound, but we just want to keep pressing on. It's a new year, so why not try something new? Happy New Year to everyone, and hope it was a great New Year for you. Merry Christmas and all that. Now that it's January, I want to start pressing on and looking at the reality. Why do I do this, right? And so was reading a little bit and found this from Charles Spurgeon. Charles Spurgeon was known as the Prince of Preachers and was a pastor in London, England back in the 1800s. And he writes this on out of his Words of Counsel for Christian Workers. Some, under the pretense of being taught by the Spirit of God, refuse to be instructed by books or by living men. This is no honoring of the Spirit of God. It is disrespect to him, for if he gives to some of his servants more light than to others, and it is clear he does, then they are bound to give that light to others and to use it for the good of the church. But if the other part of the church refuses to receive that light, to what end did the Spirit of God give it? This would imply that there is a mistake somewhere in the economy of God's gifts and graces, which is managed by the Holy Spirit. Well, that got me thinking about what I'm doing, and I do want to be one who sheds light if I've been given light, and God has blessed me and given me quite a bit of grace. I'm not in a perfect marriage, but I'm in a marriage that I will do whatever it takes to make it work to God's glory, and I think that's what he calls us all to do, and sometimes we just need encouragement. So on this new year, I want to continue the podcast here and press on with making marriage great and giving you guys advice and helping to encourage you on the hardest days, the good days, the bad days, the hard months, sometimes the hard years, as we press forward to make our marriages great, never to give up, never to give in to what you know is wrong, and to do what is right and to press on for what is good. And we need to fight for marriage. We need to place marriage where it belongs. And in Hebrews 13, it tells us to make the marriage bed honorable above all else and to protect it. And so with that, I started this blog almost 5 months ago, or I think, 5 months ago, and want to just keep pressing on. So a little reminder to myself in the new year as to why I'm doing this and to keep pressing on and to encourage you guys. One thing you can do to help me to make this even better is maybe give me some questions or some thoughts, or could I talk about this or talk about that? And would be glad to address some of those. So write a comment and put that in the comment section, which, depending on what you're listening to and how you're listening to this, should be available pretty easily. So hope to hear from some of you guys. And anyways, Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you soon. God bless.